This morning we want to look in Titus chapter 2, and we want to read two verses of Scripture. And this particular passage, there's a lot that could be brought out. We could bring out peculiar people. We could bring out zealous of good works. We could bring out redemption. We could bring out the hope that we have. We could bring out the appearing of Christ. There's a lot of things that we could bring out in these passages of Scripture, or at least these two verses. But we want to focus on this title. And I'll give you this even before we read these verses. And that is this: who gave himself for us. Who gave himself for us. Verse 13 of Titus chapter 2 says this: looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Lord, we thank you for each one that's here. We thank you for our visitors. We thank you for our members. We thank you for those that are watching online and that will be watching. Lord, you know our heart's desire. You know our prayer is that you be lifted up. Father, if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to that heart and touch that heart to where they will come to know you. Help them realize that you ultimately gave the ultimate gift that gives us hope, that gives us life, that gives us eternity. So, Father, I pray that you'll help us this morning. Speak to hearts according to your will, according to the need that there is. And we ask all these things and give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. He gave himself for us. Have you ever had one person in your life, and this is kind of going back maybe in memory lane or even someone presently, but have you ever had someone in your life to do something just for you? In other words, they didn't do it for anyone else. They didn't do it because of a certain purpose. They didn't do it to get anything in return, but they told you that I did this just for you. Or maybe desired that someone would think just about you, without any alternative motives, without any, you know, so many times in today's society, the thought process is, if I do this, then I'll get this. And so there's a reason behind the decision. But have you ever had that experience that you can honestly say, this person did this for me? Growing up, my dad seemed to always be working and supporting our family and putting food on the table. And he missed a lot of things. He missed a lot of opportunities and family gatherings because he was the one that was working, or he was the one that couldn't because of his schedule, and he missed a lot of things. But I remember one day that he came home and he gave me a package, and he handed it strictly to me. And I said, what is this? And he said, it's a donut. And of course, who don't like donuts, right? But I remember him saying, it's a donut. And I was thinking, you know, I've never seen a donut in a box quite like this. It wasn't wrapped. It was just in a box, small box. And so I opened it up. And it was a brand new fishing reel. And I looked at him thinking, donuts pass. Donuts get eaten. But fishing reels are here to stay. And I remember him telling me, and I looked at him and I was thinking, what? It wasn't a holiday. It wasn't a birthday. It wasn't a, it wasn't any particular reason. He just brought me this fishing reel. And he said, I just thought you might want to have it. And so, believe it or not, I still have that fishing reel today. Hadn't used it in a long time because fishing reels do wear out, but I don't plan on ever getting rid of it because of the meaning behind what it was. Now, when I'm dead and gone, whenever that may be, it may not have any meaning to anyone else, but it does for me. And so the thought process is the fact that he had me on his mind. And as he purchased it, and I don't know how much it was, doesn't really matter. But the fact that I was on his mind when he purchased it. It made it extra special because I was on his mind. That's what made it extra special. It was a gift that had been given specifically and truly to me. And believe it or not, every time I went fishing with that particular fishing reel, I would always remember that it was a gift that was given. How special. Notice this morning in these verses the words great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, found in the latter part of verse 13. He is the center focus this morning, Jesus Christ. He is the center focus. It wasn't the fishing reel that made it special, but it was the fact that it was my dad that gave me the fishing reel. And I didn't learn that at the time. But the older that I got and the older that I get, little things mean more than big things when there's a reason behind it. When there's a meaning behind it. When there's something special behind it. You see, I'm convinced this morning, and I trust that you are, that the Lord knows everything about us, every thought, every hope, every dream, every failure, every setback, every sin, every reason that we do what we do and why we do them. So there's nothing that He doesn't know about us. He knows us in every way possible. And He still loves us. There are certain things that only God can do. And that's one of us. We get disappointed in life when we look at people. We look at situations and we look at circumstances and we look at motives and we look at all those type of things when you're dealing with people. But I will tell you firsthand, and you know yourself, that if we keep our eyes on people, there's someone going to do something in some way, shape, or form that's going to disappoint you. But if we keep our eyes on the Lord, He will never disappoint. He will never disappoint in any way. You see, there are things that we need to stop and we need to think about that should make us love Him even more than we do. You see, He can do nothing to love us any more than He does, but we in return can love Him more because He loves us totally He loves us freely, and He loves us entirely. But we can fall in love with Him more and more every day. He gave Himself for us. I want to take that thought this morning and give you just a few things. They're not hard things. They're not what one would call necessarily deep theologian things. They're simple things. But it shows us just how much He does love us and just how much He gave. So the first thought this morning is this. Only a great God could give the gift that He gave. Only a great God could give. Well, where did this gift come from? It came from God. Who was the giver of this gift? It was God. It was God that gave. It was God that gave. You see, all other gods, if you will, when you're speaking of religion or when you're speaking of beliefs, all other gods demand people to give. You must do this, and you must do that, and you must it's all about your actions. But when it comes to what God gave, which is Jesus Christ, it's all about His actions. You see, it's all about that gift. All other gods demand something. They require man to take action. But here, it was God that gave. You see, what is it that caused Him to give? What is it that caused Him to give what we gladly receive, and I trust we have? But what is it that caused Him to give? Well, it was none other than His nature. It was His nature that caused Him to give. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 says, charge them that they are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So in other words, it was Him that was giving. It was God that was doing the giving. Now, we may think to ourselves, well, I knew that. I knew that. We've heard so many times, and we've heard it preached and said and taught, that God gave Himself, that God gave Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. But I want to ask you, have you ever meditated on it? Have you ever meditated on just how great God is? That God would take someone unworthy like us and love us so much that He gave everything, Jesus Christ. You see, out of all the gifts that we ever receive in life, it's the ones that show meaning that mean the most. Well, so when we're thinking about the meaning of the gift that He gave, which is Jesus Christ, the meaning is that we would have hope. And that we would have life. And that we would have far more than what this world offers. You see, this world has a lot of things that they offer that's very appealing to our minds, that's very appealing to our flesh, that we say, well, I've got to have this and I've got to have that. And the mindset in people and the mindset of what the world offers will always fall short. Because in the mindset of this world, and the world's what the world has to offer, once you get it, you're going to want more. But when it comes to the gift and the great God that gave, when it comes to Jesus Christ, when we receive Jesus, there's nothing more we need when it comes to our salvation. There's nothing more that we need. So, yes, it was only a great God could give this gift. This gift. We have nothing to give the Lord that is acceptable to Him to receive this gift. There's nothing. Just ourselves. One writer said this, "Nothing in my hands I bring, for that is the only way we come before the Lord. Nothing in my hands I bring, for this is the only way we come before the Lord." But now we pause and ask another question. What is it? Or what did God give? What did He give? I gave you the example of what my father gave, and he gave a fishing reel. But even that was limited because he didn't make it. He didn't design it, but he worked for it. He worked a job. It was the money that was spent, and I was on his mind. But yet even that was limited. But the second point this morning is he gave himself. You see, that's what separates from anything else, is the fact that God gave himself. 7 times in the New Testament, and we won't read these, I am going to read at least 2 of them, but 7 times in the New Testament, the Bible says that Christ gave himself. 7 times. I'll share with you one of them this morning, and that's found in Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. The Bible says, "And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance to me. And likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is in the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you." Notice what that verse says in verse 19. He gave. He gave. You see, there's so much into that. Because it was God that was doing the giving. And the fact that He gave Himself. You see, we would have no hope this morning if it wasn't for the fact that He gave. We would have no hope this morning. Because look back in your life and look back at some of the things that you tried the hardest and you tried to succeed and you tried to do everything that you could possibly do, but yet in some way, shape, or form, you fell short. It didn't mean that you didn't give an effort. It didn't mean you didn't care. It didn't mean that you didn't try your hardest. But some way, some shape, some situation, some avenue that you went down, you tried and you tried and you tried, but yet you fell short. Now look at what God gave. He gave Himself, and there's nothing about that that fell short. You see, that was the ultimate price that had to be paid for you and for me. You see, that's the ultimate price. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, the Bible says, "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us," notice, "an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." You see, it's all about Him. And it's all about what He gave. He did it for us. As I mentioned before, there's several other verses in the Bible that talks about Him giving, 7 to be exact, that He gave Himself. Who gave Himself? Our Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, that's special. Why did He give Himself? Why is that so important? to be our Savior, to bring us to God. You see, He's the pathway. There's a lot of tracts that are out there that gives a tremendous message about salvation. But one of my favorite tracts isn't as much the words as the picture. And it shows this picture of two worlds, in a sense, two cliffs or two pieces of land with a very large gap. And then the next picture shows a cross that bridged those two gaps. You see, Jesus Christ gave Himself that it might bring us to God. You see, our relationship that we have with God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it speaks of relationship. Who gave Himself? Jesus, our Savior. Why did He give? To bring us to God. How did He give? He gave Himself voluntarily. Voluntarily. You know, when you volunteer to do something, and you're doing this from the heart, it means more than getting paid, if you will. I'll tell you a story. When we moved into our house, it's kind of funny when you look back on it, but it was a guy that I used to work with, and we were moving, and he asked me, he says, "Do you need any help?" And I said, "Sure." We were moving out of the apartment into the house that we're in now, I said, "Sure." I said, so we fed him, and he actually helped us load the truck. He didn't help us unload it because we did that the next day, but he helped us load the truck. So we got our furniture out, and we had several people helping us, but this one particular guy said, "Yeah, I'll help you," you know, because he offered to me. We fed him and gave him, you know, he drank just about a whole 2 liter of drink. I said, "Do I owe you anything? You know, we got it." He said, No. I wanted to help you. I wanted to help you." Well, I don't know what happened, but I was out of work the next day because we were unloading the truck, but that was on the weekend. So on Monday morning, I come back into work and he comes up to me and says, "Do you remember what you asked me?" And I said, "What?" I didn't remember. And he said, "Do you remember what you asked me?" He said, I said, "What?" I said, if you owe me anything." I said, "Yeah, I remember." He said, "That'd be $20. And I said, "No offense, ladies, but I said, what'd you do? Get home and your wife tell you you need. But what he didn't realize was he had far more that was getting ready to come. And so the point is, Jesus Christ volunteered that we might have hope. Because He loves us so much. He loves us so much. Yes, there was a price that had to be paid. And Jesus Christ paid that price. But it was voluntary. Yes, there had to be a price paid. And He was the only one that could pay it. But rest assured, He would have never done it if He hadn't have loved us. That's what makes it real. That's what makes it pure. That's what makes it special. He gave Himself. For whom did he do this? I'll make it simple. He did it for us. He did it for us. So number three this morning, only a great God could give Himself for sinners. Only a great God could give Himself for sinners. This is the very moving when it comes to when you stop and think about it. It's very moving when you stop and think about it, and You know, and people get moved in different ways. Some people get moved with tears. Some people get moved with silence. Some people get moved with shouts. And all, it's not a matter of how you move, but it's the fact that you're moved by the fact that God gave Himself for sinners. That God gave Himself, who gave Himself for us. Who gave Himself for us, verse 14 says. You see, we can make it personal and we can talk about us. Okay, we can make it personal. We can make it broad and we can talk about the world. For God so loved the world that He gave. And His giving made salvation available to all. No matter where you're from, no matter what your background is, no matter what where you live, no matter what your bloodline is, no matter how your family tree is, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter for all those things because salvation is made broad to the world because of Jesus Christ. But let's make it personal, and we each one can say it this morning. Let's make it personal. He gave Himself for me. That's when it becomes personal. We can talk about the world. We can talk about us as a body of believers. But when we make it personal, that brings it home. And that makes it real. For Christ gave Himself for me. Just like I gave you that example of my dad handing me that box. That box was handed to me. That box was opened by me. That box or that fishing reel was put on the rod by me. And believe it or not, as much as I'm sure my dad wanted to, but I was the one that had the first cast. Because it was me. Think about our salvation. And think about the fact that He gave Himself for me. It shows the deepest love that could ever be shown. It shows the deepest compassion that anyone will ever give you. It shows the deepest mercy that we'll ever receive. Because He died for me on His own. He died for me on His own. Yes, we know that He was arrested. Yes, we know that He was beat. Yes, that we know He was bound. Yes, we know that the nails hung Him to the cross. But He could have come down any time. Because He was God. It was love for you and for me and for the world that kept Him on the cross. Even when He was hanging on the cross, He was looking for those in need. Because there was a thief, as you know, as the scripture goes, there's a thief that said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus looked to him and the pain and the agony and all that took place with the crucifixion and looked at him and said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Let me tell you something. That thief on the cross experienced me because he said it to him. No greater love will you ever see. No greater love will you ever experience. No greater love will you ever feel. No greater love will you ever receive. You see, He shed His own blood, His own precious blood for you and for me. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Do you realize this morning that you mean everything to Him? He loves you. You might be struggling with something this morning. Ways that no one else can understand. Ways that no one else has ever experienced. Ways that no one else could ever comprehend. Well, I know someone who knows. And I know someone who understands. And I know someone who can help. Because that's how much He loves you. A lot of times we struggle with life. A lot of times we struggle with problems. God knows. You say, how do you know? How do you know God knows? How do you know? Because the Bible says, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us. You see, He knows. He knows everything that we're dealing with. He knows everything that we're struggling with. He knows every problem. He knows this morning whether you've truly accepted Christ as your personal Savior. You know, if someone says, oh yes, I'm saved. Well, we just have to take a person at their word because we're not the judge. We're not, you know, we don't know anything different than what the person says. But you know, God knows your heart this morning. God knows where you are in your relationship with Him. There's nothing He doesn't know. So why can't we just be honest with ourselves and say, Lord, I need You this morning. I'm tired of putting on a front. I need You. There might be someone here that needs to be saved that just wants to give their heart and life. Like I said, you'll never find anyone to love you like He does. But there also might be someone here that's just struggling with life and struggling with the cares of their life, or just struggling with just things. God loves you. He can help. And we know that because He gave Himself. He gave that ultimate gift. And He did that because you were on His mind. We're going to have an invitation here in just a few moments. But I challenge you, before we sing, we're going to have prayer. And before we sing, I want you to just simply pray and just say, Lord, is there anything? Is there anything in my life? Is there anything that I need help with? Is there anything? You already know. But as the musicians are coming and how comes, we're going to pray. And I want you to pray with me. And if there's a need in any way, I want you to come because He loves you. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that You'll help us this morning. Help us to see this great picture of the fact that You gave, that we might have hope, that we might have life, that we may have help. Father, if there's someone in this congregation that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, if there's someone that's viewing online that doesn't know Christ, Lord, I pray that they'll just put everything aside and say, Lord, I need You. Come into my heart and save me. But Lord, there's still folks that may be just struggling with life. That's just struggling. Help them to come to You because You already know. And You've told us to cast our care upon You because You care for us. Lord, there's no greater love we know than what You've given, this gift. Help us, Lord, to grab a hold of that. And may we not leave this place this morning without loving You just a little more. Lord, bless this invitation, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.